The big question, did we really need the Fed's most recent bold plan to boost the economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In Germany today, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke defended the Fed's decision to boost the U.S. economy, which has gotten hammered around the world, that decision, as a ploy to manipulate the dollar and leave other economies in the dust. I'm talking about the recent decision to pump $600 billion more dollars into the U.S. economy. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large for CBS Money Watch, and she's with us every Friday live from New York. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Remind us what this plan was supposed to do.
The main goal was to spur the economy through low interest rates, and those low rates would induce banks to lend the some trillion dollars they have kicking around, encourage consumers to borrow and spend more freely, and help companies gain confidence. That way they'd increase their spending and create jobs.
Create jobs. All right. We've gotten some positive signs, including jobless claims that are trending lower and fewer people falling behind on mortgage payments. Was this the Fed having an effect on that, or was it the economy that was already turning around?
It's really unclear right now. Proponents of the Fed policy say that although the economy is in recovery, the current 2% growth rate is just not enough to create jobs. And clearly, jobs are the key to a sustained, broad-based recovery.
Fast forward, Jill, 6 months, a year. How are we going to know it worked?
Well, I think we would have to see interest rates low enough to help consumers pay down all that debt that they still have. They'd be able to borrow to buy new homes and cars, that banks would be lending to consumers and companies alike. And most importantly, as demand for goods and services increased, companies would be adding to their payrolls to the tune of more than, say, 200,000 jobs a month for a bunch of months in a row. That would be a fantastic success. Keep your fingers crossed, buddy.
That's how we'll know. Fingers are crossed. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Thanks.
Great to be with you.
All right. A little less than a week before millions of U.S. passengers take to the skies for Thanksgiving, and controversy continues over hundreds of full-body security scanners installed at more than 60 airports across the country. Enough so that authorities and passengers are thinking about other methods. Marketplace's Eve Tro filed this report.
I haven't seen this much outrage ever.
George Hobica runs the website Airfare Watchdog. He's written about air travel for 15 years. He says the scanners use radiation to see through your clothes. If you refuse them, you get an external pat-down. That could include your privates. Some passengers call that a deal breaker.
People are sending us emails saying, take me off of your email list for low airfares because I'm not flying anymore.
Republican Congressman John Mica wrote to 150 major airports urging them to ditch TSA and hire private contractors who wouldn't use the scanners to screen passengers. Steve Lott with the International Air Transport Association says some European countries and Dubai have suspended the use of scanners. He says there are smarter ways to collect passenger information.
You know, we really need to work towards increased intelligence at the checkpoint.
And that, Lott says, should begin well before passengers even arrive at the airport. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Global stocks are mostly lower at the moment. China ordered banks to keep more money in reserves, a way to cool inflation, so markets are down in Europe and Asia. Wall Street yesterday, markets rose more than 1.5%, thanks in part to GM's initial stock offering. It's a public stock offering. The Dow added 173 points to close at 11,181.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
Grocery stores will be packed this weekend as people grab all the fixings for Thanksgiving. So what does all that eating, traveling, and family visiting mean for the environment? We've called on Marketplace sustainability reporter Adrian Hill to help us figure it all out. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Steve.
So a big green thumbs up or green thumbs down on Thanksgiving?
You know, it would be super easy to apply the whole bummer environmental vibe to yet another American tradition.
Like a Debbie Downer.
But it's no fun. I don't want to be that reporter. Yes, the best thing you can do on Thanksgiving is to sit at home, alone in the dark, without any heat, don't eat anything. You'll save a ton of carbon that way. But I really like Thanksgiving. So instead, I want to focus on how you can make the holiday more environmentally friendly.
And?
Well, one of the most significant environmental impacts is all the travel. A lot of us, myself included, are going to go to the airport and fly long distances to be with people we care about. And there's not much you can do to make that flying much more efficient. But when you are packed into the middle seat and jammed up with no leg room and a crying baby on one side, just know that your flight's very efficient when it's all packed full like that, and feel a little better about it.
A full flight is better than an empty one.
It is. If you're driving, it would help to get your car tuned up and your tire pressure checked before you go. That'd save on gas costs. And you might consider carpooling with dear Aunt Mildred.
Oh, Aunt Mildred. She's nice. All right, what about the Thanksgiving meal?
Well, turkey in the scheme of things is not a bad choice. It takes a lot less fuel to make a turkey than a lamb or a cow. So keep the turkey and maybe ditch the roast beef. Of course, if you're that kind of guy, Steve, you could consider a veggie holiday if you're really serious about reducing your environmental impact.
No. I'm just going to feel good about not eating beef. How about that?
Good for you. Fair enough. There's another way to make the holiday more sustainable without abandoning your family or your traditions.
All right. What's that?
Just don't waste as much food. Cook fewer pies, or better yet, invite more people over to eat them. Over the course of the year, Americans throw out about a quarter of their food. They're wasting all the energy it takes to make and cook that food. By wasting less food, you'll waste less energy. And then you get to eat all those delicious leftovers.
Oh, yeah, the leftovers. I love that. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, a German court says a man cannot tattoo his horse. A pony's owner wanted to put the Rolling Stones' famous tongue and lips logo on the animal's hind leg, saying it would make the horse unique and beautiful. But the court ruled tattooing the animal would instead cause pain and hardship, and that's against the law. Now he says he's being dragged away from his dream of owning an animal tattooing business. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Have you ever wondered how fast food restaurants make those burgers look so good when the real thing just doesn't measure up?
My medium, photography, is used by corporations to sort of sell an image that doesn't exist.
I'm Kai Rizal, picturing the real value of our food. We'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.